This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, phasing out homework for primary school children is among the Green Party's election promises. But is that something teachers themselves would support? Primary school principal and host of the If I Were the Minister for Education podcast, Simon Lewis, joins us this morning. Simon, what's your view on this?
Hi, Ciara. Nice to talk to you again. Well, I guess my thinking on this one is the Green Party seem to have that in their political manifesto. And I'm going to give you a bit of a political answer. It's yes and no. Yeah,
you're running. You're going to be running in the next election with that kind of talk.
I know. It's a scary thought. But yes, overall, I think, you know, we have to be looking at homework. In its current format, it's archaic. Nobody likes it. It's got a really bad name. But I was involved in a research project over the last decade or so, and we looked at meaningful homework. What is actually good homework and what's bad homework? And I think what we most associate when we think of homework is the bad stuff. You know, do this page of a book, answer these questions, and it's sort of meaningless. It's just there to pass the time, and there's no choice involved and all that kind of stuff. So as part of that research, we came to a few conclusions. First of all, there's no research out there that suggests that homework at primary level has any positive impact. So, I mean, I think that's fairly straightforward, except for reading.
I was actually going to bring up, reading, because kids aren't reading enough now. They're so much on screens, and they get so much of their information through tellies and devices and all of that, that sitting down with a book, which was something very much when I was a kid and it was boring and there was nothing to do, that we did a lot. Reading was a pastime that was quite, common. And I think it's much less so now, which is worrying, because isn't there a distinct correlation between how much a child reads and how successful they are in later life?
There is some research out there, right, that actually the number of books that are in a house even that can suggest that. And there's plenty of houses, unfortunately, out there that don't have
Probably any books, maybe. Yeah.
But one of the outcomes of our research was not only reading to your child, but also asking questions about what they've been reading and what do they think is going to happen next and so on. And it's really seen as very important for homework. But everything else, I mean, there wasn't particularly impactful. Some of the things that came out of it, meaningfulness was actually the main thing. That there's no point in giving every child the same homework.
I presume is quite tricky. As in, you've got a class of 30 kids, maybe, or 25 kids in front of you, and you have to give them all different homework. Like, I can see why, and I mean this in the supportive way of teachers, that it's far easier just to say everybody page 47 and, you know, two pages of spellings or whatever. Like, trying to tailor it to 25 individual needs that take a long time out of the day to work out that as a program.
Sure, and maybe in an era of where you were reliant on one book or for it, but we've got so many good apps out there now and websites that can tailor an entire curriculum in literacy and numeracy for children that, you know, that
I'm glad you mentioned numeracy as well, because I was going to ask you about that. Is there not some merit in kids practicing things like math, so they learn the way to do the whatever it is, the multiplication or what have you, in class, but then in order to really nail it down in their heads, they have to practice it. And while you get to do some of that practice in school, you can't spend the whole of the school day practicing. That should be better occupied by teaching, surely. So is there not some merit in things like that, practicing your numeracy skills, for example, maybe learning your spellings, maybe learning your times tables and reading? Is there not some benefit in those things? I totally get that loads of different bits and pieces are probably a waste of time and useless. But is there not some core pillars that would benefit from being kind of gone over at home to sort of solidify them in the brains of these little children?
Well, you're definitely going to think I'm going to be in the general election now with this answer. It depends.
you could be a politician. No wonder you're going to run for Minister for Education.
No. But it does depend on how you do it. There's no point in sending a kid home who hasn't a clue what they're doing and saying, learn all those tables off by heart without any meaningfulness behind them. So, yes, it's good to practice what you've learned in school if you understand what you're doing. So when it comes to tables, for example, if you don't know why, 7, 6 or 42, you're just learning off a meaningless sentence, essentially. So what I'd be suggesting to families who are where they have children who are struggling with, let's say, tables or spellings or like that, is make it meaningful to the child, So there's lots and lots of different. I could talk to you for hours on that.
The only thing I would say to you, and obviously you're the expert, Simon, you're the one who's the educator, but I still know my tables off times. If you said to me 99s, I'll just go 81. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like a little computer brain, because I know everyone hates learning by rote and they say, oh, it's desperate learning by rote. But because I learned them by rote, I still know them, whatever it is, 40 odd years after I learned them. I'm not sure my kids know theirs to the same extent, which means I'm actually weirdly faster at like mental arithmetic, mental sums than they are. Is there no value in that at all anymore? Like I can add and subtract and multiply and divide and everything in my head very, very fast. Mm.
Yeah, and you're one of the lucky ones who was able to do that. But at the same time, if you think back as to why you learnt your tables the way you did, I'd suggest it might have been done through fear.
I'd say so.
Of what would Yeah, and children don't have that, so we have to find out what's the thing that motivates children to learn on that. So again, that
and you're
comes
saying, to, am I taking from this? You're saying we're not allowed to use fear anymore? Is that? I'm just joking, but fair enough,
no,
Simon.
We should not be doing that.
No, and that was a joke for anyone who's about to text the show. Look, thank you, because I do think this is very interesting, and I think a lot of us wonder about, I'm still on the side of, I think, yes to homework. I know lots and lots of people are against it, but thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Simon Lewis, their primary school principal and the host of the FI, the Minister for Education podcast. Let us know what you think. And before you do, Shane O'Coleman, 12-12s.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves. Gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.